CRI News, this is Wen Jie. At least 47 people have been confirmed killed in a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake that hit central Mexico on Tuesday. As many as 42 people were reportedly killed in the state of Morelos and 5 others in Mexico State. The capital, Mexico City, was also affected, but local authorities have yet to report any casualties. The quake came just over a week after an 8.1 tremor killed at least 98 people in the country. Tuesday's quake hit just hours after a nationwide drill marking the anniversary of the deadly quake that killed thousands in Mexico City in 1985. A third suspect has been arrested in connection with last week's blast at a subway station in western London. The 25-year-old was arrested on Tuesday in the Welsh city of Newport. Meanwhile, detectives have been granted more time to question the other two suspects in the Parsons Green station attack. The fifth terrorist attack in the country over the past 6 months left 30 people injured on Friday. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the explosion. Chinese President Xi Jinping has called for better social governance to better solve social problems. In meeting police representatives from around the country, he stressed the importance of social stability. He told the representatives to make social governance more systematic, rational, intelligent, and in accordance with rule of law. He also demanded better coordination and ability to predict and prevent risk, and improve the precision and efficiency of social governance. A senior Communist Party of China official is suggesting the stable and healthy development of Sino-Vietnamese relations is conducive to the reform and opening up of the two countries. Liu Yunshan, a member of the Politburo Standing Committee, has made the comments after arriving in Hanoi for a party-to-party exchange. Meeting with Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc, Liu Yunshan says the two economies are highly complementary, with huge potential for practical cooperation. He adds China is ready to work with Vietnam to upgrade areas of cooperation. Nguyen Xuan Phuc, for his part, says the close high-level contacts have promoted the friendly cooperation between the two countries. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will attend a ministerial meeting on the Iran nuclear issue in New York on Wednesday. China, Iran, the United States, Britain, Russia, France, and Germany will hold the meeting at UN headquarters. The meeting will discuss implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, as well as develop political guidance to the follow-up implementation of the Iranian nuclear deal. As part of the agreement, all nuclear-related sanctions imposed on Iran will be removed if the country can approve its abiding by the deal over the next few years. China is expecting a tourism boom for the upcoming National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival holidays. More than 700 million trips are expected to be made from October 1st to 8th. It's estimated that national tourism revenue during the period will reach 590 billion yuan, up 10% from the same period last year. Meanwhile, a recent survey shows Sanya, Beijing, Kunming, and Lanzhou are the most popular destinations for this year's holidays. A newly released report shows around 40 million people are trapped in modern slavery. The data, released during the ongoing UN General Assembly, shows more than 70% of modern slaves are women and girls, while children victims total about 10 million. The same report also shows over 150 million children are subject to child labor, almost 1 in 10 around the world. The largest number of them are living in Africa, followed by Asia and the Pacific. More than 70% of these children are working in the agricultural sector. It's been confirmed Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is gearing up to call a snap election. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party's General Secretary has confirmed Abe has told him to prepare the party for a new campaign. Abe is expected to announce the date for the vote when he returns from the UN General Assembly on Friday. Observers expect the vote will be set for October 22nd. This would negate 3 parliamentary by-elections, which have been planned for the same day. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.